Aleishu Chelek Beis Daf Reish, the third Vaad. Ha'inyan Shebu Anu Oskim, the concept that we are dealing with in this Vaad, Davar Pashut Lichua, something simple on the surface. Nikra Batira He'aras Panim. In the Torah, it's given the name of He'aras Panim, to illuminate the face, something along those lines. Hu Asher Ne'emar B'tchilas Geulas Mitzrayim. It's what the Torah says at the beginning of the process of Geulah. Vayishma Elohim es na'akasam. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard their groans. Vayizkor Elohim es b'ri. So he remembered his covenant with Chulei. Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael. He saw them. Vayeda Elohim. And he knew. What did he know? It says Rashi, Vayeda Elohim nosan alehim lev. He paid attention. Velo he'ilim einav. He didn't, so to speak, turn his eyes away. He didn't ignore. Ad az, up to that point, Begalus Mitzrayim, ki v'yechoil HaKadosh Baruch Hu elim einav mehem. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned his face away. Zoi hamida shel hester panim, a hidden face. Barega sheloi he'elim einavod. When that changed, when he stopped turning his eyes away, his chila geula, that's the beginning of the geula, v'nikra Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom liyos shaleich ha'geula. At that point, Moshe Rabbeinu is summoned to be the agent of salvation. Vehine kishibara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam b'tzelmo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man in a similar way to him, lo yirak shechalak mikevoidoy levasar v'adam. It's not just that he shared with us part of himself, le'atiroi b'ma'aliz shel seichel u'midoyz tovoyz, to crown us with all sorts of inyonim of intellect and midoyz tovoyz. Elagam b'zebro b'tzelmo. This too, in this aspect too, he created us with a similarity to him. Sheyesh b'adam koyach shel he'aras panim. The individual possesses this power of a shining face. Gam b'he'aras panav shel ha'adam. Tamun oitza shel berakha v'chanina. Not only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also in a person's face is the potential, a treasury of berakha v'chanina, of bestowal. Soid ze shel he'aras panim b'adam hu ha'das. That, on a deep level, this idea resides in the das. One has to have some perception. It means koach shel hisboinenus, the ability to perceive, to see the other person, b'li ha'alamas ayin, without turning one's eyes away. K'mo yishirashi anal mevayel. Like Rashi above in that pasuk in Shemois explains, shakadosh b'hu nasan lev ve'lo he'elim einav. Hakadosh b'hu paid attention, he didn't turn his eyes. The same thing Rashi says with respect to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar besivlei sam. He saw the suffering of his brethren. Nosan einav veliboy. He looked. He paid attention to Yos Mitzalim to empathize. Harei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom haya besoid adas ve'aras panim. Moshe Rabbeinu excelled in this idea of das and he'aras panim. Uvaze haya ra'ui liyos shaliach ha'geula. It's in that aspect, that's where he became worthy of being the agent of Geula. The reference of here, we spoke about this in great detail in the first chelek of Aleishur. Hinei diminu, we perhaps imagined shanu eskim b'inyan katan, that this is a small matter, shu'akdama limidas ha'chesed. It's like a stepping stone towards chesed, an introduction. V'chan mizgale lenu shudava gadol moed. Here we discover that this is very profound. Mida elyoina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a supreme mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midaseh shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, and it's the mida of Moshe Rabbeinu asher hoides la niyehu shaliach geula, that qualified him to be the agent of geula. Lirois machzorei shel azulas, to be able to see well what the other individual is lacking, he midas he'aras panim. That's the mida of he'aras panim. Me'ata nelech tzad echad hala ba'avoida seinu. We're going to take one step further in avoida. V'cha'is nigash l'islamdus prat echad l'masi. We're going to practice one detail in practice. U'minyan l'inyan ba'is inyan. Mimidas he'aras panim atzma. From the midah of he'aras panim, which we're saying is the ability not to ignore, to perceive, to be able to see. From that itself, ne'ivas hanaga l'masi. That leads to a particular practical outcome. He midasei shel Shamai HaZakein. It was exemplified by Shamai HaZakein Shomar, Hevei Mekabel es kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafois, a well-known Mishnah in Pekei Avos. Sever panim yafois, that expression, he aras panim ma'ase. It's the practical application of the aras panim, which once again is the ability to see, not to ignore, to be able to perceive. V'davar gadol huzeh, this is a tremendous thing. Ma shechazal karu nesinas shalom. What Chazal call giving, bestowing. Shalom eino melitza, it's not just a flourish, a rhetorical flourish. Hamasbir panav lechaveroi, a person who is masbir panim, with a cheerful countenance, mamash neisein loy shalom. He is bestowing, he is giving something to the other individual. Ashe al kein tzivar Rabbi Masiya ben Charash, which is why the Tana in Pirkei Avos says, Havei makdim bishloim kol adam. You should be the first one. V'itiru lish'ol shalom b'shem. And furthermore, we learn from Boaz that it's permitted to use Hashem's name in one's greeting. Yeah, shalom aleichem, shalom is the name of Hashem. Leimar Hashem imecha. We learn it from Boaz. Hagaon HaTzedik Rabbi Moshe Rosenstein, Zichrono Levracha, he was the Mashgiach at Lomja. He was famous there for years. He was a Mashgiach Ruchani in the Yeshiva of Lomja. Migdolei Baalei HaMusar Bador He'avar, one of the great Baalei Musar in the past generation, Siper Al Techilas Bo'i Lekem. He related when he came initially the first time to Kelm, V'utzeir L'shanim. He was a youth. Hu Amad B'Frozdo Rabbi, he stood in the passage. Navoich, umisbayesh likanes pnima, a little bit confused, a bit embarrassed to enter, ki lo ikir sham af echad, he knew nobody there. V'hine niftecha hadeles, the door opened, v'yatza avreich, a young man emerged, nigash elav, he approached the boy she, v'lechetz yadav toch hasbaras panim, he shook his hand with a cheerful expression, v'amar lo, shalom aleichem, ma shleim echa, eizu simcha shebas, I'm so glad you came, baruch b'cha l'shalom, welcome. Ve'ata boina miyad lit'oi mashu. Come quickly, have something to eat, ki bavadat harev, you must be hungry. Rabbi Moshe Samach Moed, he was very happy. He imagined this avreich knows him already, kfi anirei mikabalas panim lefezes. From this enthusiastic welcome, he surmised that this avreich must know him. Another avreich, a different person, emerged from the house. Ve'gamuni gashelav, he also came to him. He once again greeted him with warmth and welcomed him to, invited him to eat and to rest. Rabbi Moshe was surprised. This person must also know me. He didn't know these people from a bar of soap. Later on, he learned, this is how they greeted everyone. Bavais Hagadolo, in that tremendous base Talmud Torah, Lamdu Lekim Lebema'aseh. They learned how to fulfill lemaise. Ve'vei mekabel eskol adam b'sef banim yafuis. Nislamed gam anachnu b'ze. Let's practice this also. Ninaseh lakdim shalom lishlosha bnei adam echol yom. Try three times a day with different people, lakdim shalom. Adkan.